Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll be playing seven songs. Well, actually, we'll be playing more than seven songs, but they'll all have to do with seven, because, hard to believe, but this is our seventh anniversary show. We started broadcasting here on KISL on July 23rd, 2000, and we've been here ever since, as well as on the internet, and for some time now on the air in New Zealand. So without further ado, we're going to start off this lucky 7th anniversary show with Frank Luther and Leo Reisman's orchestra and Lucky 7.
Seven, I know has rolled for me. The love you hold for me is lucky seven. I thought that heaven was just the crown to earth. You brought it down to earth, my lucky seven. I pal with Jupiter and with Mars. I light my cigarettes from the stars. Oh, lucky seven. You made me walk on air. You brought me one to care for and love.
that she was the prize. What lips and what eyes. I'll say that she's got all the stuff, got all the things. She says that I'm majorly love without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time. Thank you.
until she gets a certain thing from me. Six out seven times.
That's the seventh time.
That certain thing I mean is daddy's ears. And does it burn that mama up with bliss? She never cools until I give her this. Six out seven times.
Body mother, bubble now, bum bum, papa be bubble now. My body order, body be on but down. Papa be little one, little one, papa blue the down. Mommy and Lily, I'll be down.
The Little Chocolate Dandies, September 4th, 1929, and Six or Seven Times, written by Fats Waller, who was part of the band, as were Don Redman, Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, and J.C. Higginbotham. The Chocolate Dandies, also known as the Little Chocolate Dandies, was a band within a band, the larger group being McKinney's Cotton Pickers. McKinney's Cotton Pickers recorded 25 songs in their first recording session for OK in 1928, and when some members of the band took a break, 9 more songs were recorded and released under the name of the Chocolate Dandies. The group was named after the 1924 Broadway show co-written by U.B. Blake and Noble Sissel. They recorded 4 more sides in October of 1928 and were active into the 1940s in various editions. Before the Little Chocolate Dandies, we heard the Corona Dance Orchestra from a Regal 78 recorded in October of 1923 and 7 and 11 written by Lou Brown, Harry Carlton, and Walter Donaldson. 7 and 11 was preceded by the Hardeen Royal Orchestra, a Sam Lennon band, and I'm in Seventh Heaven. The vocalist on that June 12, 1929 recording was Scrappy Lambert, and I'm in Seventh Heaven was written by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson. Al Jolson is credited on the sheet music, and I'm in Seventh Heaven is from Jolson's 1929 Warner Brothers picture Say It With Songs, which also featured Little Pal and Back in Your Own Backyard. We began this special 7th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Lucky Seven. That was Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with Frank Luther providing the vocal. Lucky Seven was written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz, and that recording is from September 3rd, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I have a number of versions of I'm in Seventh Heaven, including, of course, Jolson's, but there aren't a whole lot of vintage songs with seven or seventh in the title, at least that I have. So here to start off the next segment of this 7th anniversary show is Naylor's Seven Aces. Thank you.
that.
Things are coming to a pretty pass, says Senator Hemingway to Senator Brush. This land of ours is losing all its glass, and men today have hearts as soft as mush. And as they comb their beards from left to right, old Hemingway cried out with all his might. Why, you take your girlie out to a show, there's nobody that she don't know. Oh, hold, hold-y-o-do, why, there ought to be a law against that. Why, you talk of music and other things, she keeps on talking of a diamond ring. Oh, hold, hold-y-o-do, why, there ought to be a law against that. Let's hold an election and find it out. We need protection, there is no doubt. Why, you wine and dine until a half past four, you'll take him home and they slam the door.
Oh, hold, hold-y-o-do, why, there ought to be a law against that.
Why, they wear their dresses above their knees, and when they're sitting, oh gosh, oh gee.
Oh, hold, hold-y-o-do,
there ought to be a law against that.
If you tell them that they are cute, there's a breach of promise suit. Oh, hold, hold-y-o-do,
why, there ought to be a law against that.
Let's hold an election and find it out. We need protection, there is no doubt. You spend your money and by, by and by, there's another guy.
Oh, oh, ho-dee-o-do, why, there ought to be a law against that.
You need a rest. She brings Mother Dear right from the west. Oh, hold, ho-dee-o-do. Once a week you stay out till four, and once a week there's the same old war. Oh, ho-dee-o-do, why, there ought to be a law against that. Let's hold an election and find it out. We need protection, there is no doubt. Your kitchen's furnished with frigid air. You walk in and the ice man's there. Oh, there ought to be a law against that.
Thank you.
In the first segment of the show, we heard the Jardine Royal Orchestra, a Sam Lannon band, and we just heard Bailey's Lucky Seven, a band organized by Sam Lannon for a series of recordings on the Jeanette label. They produced around 160 sides between 1921 and 1926, and the group was essentially the original Memphis Five, with some additional well-known New York musicians thrown in, including Red Nichols and Jimmy Durante on piano. Just how the group got its name of Bailey's Lucky Seven is unknown, as there was no one named Bailey in or associated with the band. Anyway, we heard How Many Times from October 25th, 1921. How Many Times was written by J. Russell Robinson and Roy Turk and was preceded by Jack Kaufman with the Seven Blue Babies, and There Ought to Be a Law Against That. That's from an Edison Diamond disc waxed January 25th, 1928. We started off with Naylor's Seven Aces and You and I, written by Harlan Thompson and Harry Archer. That's from the Broadway show My Girl, which opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on November 24, 1924, and ran for 291 performances. This show is billed as playing music to which you can't not tap your toes, and one newspaper critic wrote about My Girl in 1924 that all the feet in the auditorium were set tapping.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Continuing this special 7th anniversary show, here's a band with a great name, Zacky Moore's Illinoisy Seven.
Thank you. wipe it all. Ah, wipe it all. Yes, Lord, wipe it all. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Neal. You can't ride in my automobile unless you wipe it all.
Wipe it all.
Oh, wipe it all.
Now wipe it all.
I keep it shiny, so you better wipe it all. Your toes all in the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
I like them nice and clean, so you better wipe them off. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Bud. You dropped my parcel in the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Ah, don't treat you, Baba, wipe them off.
Hot stuff. That's the 7-Gallon Jug Band, one of Clarence Williams' many jug bands, with Clarence Williams and Fats Waller providing the vocal on Wipe 'Em Off, from March 1, 1930. Wipe 'Em Off was written by James P. Johnson and Clarence Williams, who played jug in the band. Before that, it was Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies and Charleston Stomp, from July 13, 1926. Cornetist Thomas Morris appears on about 150 recordings with Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, and Clarence Williams. In addition, he accompanied blues singers including Margaret Johnson, Sarah Martin, and Eva Taylor. He appears briefly in Bessie Smith's 1929 film St. Louis Blues. In the 1930, he left the music business and worked as a red cap at Grand Central Terminal in New York, and then joined a fundamentalist Christian cult called Father Divine's Universal Peace Mission Movement, and changed his name to Brother Pierre. We began with a band with a terrific name, but about which absolutely nothing whatsoever is known, Zaki Moore's Illinoisy Seven and Blue River, written by Alfred Bryan and Joseph Meyer. That's from a Broadway 78 recorded in Chicago around September of 1927 and is credited on the label as by the Badgers, with vocal by Harry Woods, even though it's an instrumental. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Continuing this special 7th anniversary edition of the show, here's Warner's Seven Aces.
Thank you. sweet mama. As long as you have the box. Box, 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 box. I mean money, mama. I'm with you, sweet mama. As long as you have box, box, box. When the box run out, sweet mama, I mean you are out of luck. Out of luck, out of luck.
The Gulf Coast Seven with Willie the Lion Smith on piano and his composition Keep Your Temper from November 5th, 1925. Before that, it was Louis Armstrong in his Hot 7 and SOL Blues with the vocal by Louis Armstrong. That was recorded in Chicago by OK on May 13, 1927, but wasn't released until 13 years later, because the OK executives were afraid the public might take offense at SOL. We began with Warner's Seven Aces and Don't Take That Black Bottom Away from November 1, 1926. Warner's Seven Aces was led by pianist Byron H. Warner and became quite famous in Atlanta, recorded for OK and Columbia, and as early as 1922 was broadcasting over WGM and later WSB, both Atlanta radio stations. In 1927, they played in Dallas and Fort Worth, and in 28 and 29 toured and broadcast across the U.S. The band originally started out with seven members, but it gradually grew to where in the late 20s they were billed as Warner's Seven Aces, all 11 of them.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Here to start off the last segment of this special 7th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are the Seven Little Polar Bears.
And I won't come back till fall. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. With a sign upon the table, I'll be laughing at you all. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And I'll make whoop, whoop, whoopee night and day. Anytime my wifey wants me, you can tell her where to call. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. Thank you.
the very merry month of May be, off we'll go. Should you ask when will that day be, I don't know. We won't get to Paris or Sahara, we should care. Rockaway's the Riviera, if you're there. In a little two-by-four with you by, we'll say goodbye to the blues. Sharing, ever sharing, never caring whose is whose. There will be a happy ending, baby, someday soon. In the merry month of maybe, maybe June. We'll be right back.
We begin this final segment of our special 7th anniversary show with the Seven Little Polar Bears, a Harry Reaser pseudonym, and Hello Montreal from 1928. The vocalist was Tom Stax. In the last segment, we heard Warner's Seven Aces. Well, Hello Montreal was followed by Ralph Bennett and his Seven Aces, with a vocal by Paul Small and In the Merry Month of Maybe. That Mellotone 78 was recorded June 4th, 1931. We finished up with trumpeter Freddie Jenkins and his Harlem 7 and Toledo Shuffle, one of six sides recorded by Bluebird in his one session as a bandleader. He worked with Horace Henderson's Collegians from 1924 to 1928 when he joined Duke Ellington's orchestra. He has a nice solo on Old Man Blues in the 1930 film Check and Double Check and is on many of Ellington's recordings. Ill health forced him to leave Ellington in 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.